You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are well underway in our first show of the new year. You've already heard tonight, of course, from former member of European Parliament Nick Griffin, who joined us live from London at just past midnight his time to kick off a brand new year of broadcasting here on TPC. Last hour, Ramsey Paul and Brad Griffin as well. And the party continues this night on this party atmosphere type show with the great Patrick Ryan, a man who over the course of the last year and change, we've been able to develop a much greater working relationship with, and we're all the better for it. Very proud to have Patrick with us tonight on our first show of the year. He was one, another one of the ones that I really wanted tonight. Former Sirius XM and Fox Sports Radio host, a true pro, PatrickRyanShow.com. Check him out. You'll love him, I guarantee it. Patrick, how are you doing tonight, and Happy New Year.
James, I want to start tonight by saying that you are a lovely man, and that I wish the political cesspool nothing but the very best as you endeavor into a brand new year. Now, I want to say a few things here off the top, and then we'll get into questions you might have for me tonight. Is that okay?
You take it away. You're a pro, so we'll defer.
First thing I want to say is the guy you had on before me, Brad, what's his name?
Griffin.
I'm going to kick his ass. And the reason I'm going to kick his ass is because if he doesn't start returning my emails to come on to my show, I'm going to go down to Alabama or wherever he's from, and I'm going to knock on his front door, and we're going to have a little, you know, get-together. But beyond that, great, by the way. I love his website. But you're a lovely man, as you know. My show started in 2019, made its way into 2020, 2021. And I think I'm ready to kick some ass in 2022 like never before. Now, I want to tell you something. I'm beyond tired of the wimps and the fairies we have in this country. I'm tired of the woke maggots that surround us. I'm tired of the anti-white smearing and the anti-white rhetoric. I'm tired of the Negro worship, which is at unprecedented highs. I'm tired of the architecture of Jewish supremacy. I'm tired of people placing their faith in some political messiah and the people who believe that we're going to vote our way out of this cesspool, pardon the pun, we reside in. I'm tired of the horse crap virus, which has destroyed the way that life is supposed to be lived. I'm tired of that sniveling little homosexual pedant Nick Flynn, like kick. I'm tired of corporately run, government-controlled and government-approved Jewish-run ball systems that are out there. I'm tired of that and gone to hell world of college and professional sports. I'm tired of people who haven't yet accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal savior. I'm tired of just about every possible exception of common sense people like, well, James Edwards and Michael Hill and Kevin Strom and Gary D. Barnett and David Duke and Brandon Smith and Andrew Anglin and Patrick Ryan, and beyond all of that, for whatever it's worth, I guess I want to say happy friggin' New Year and welcome to Hell on Earth with the introduction of 2022.
Keith, your mic's off. You got Keith so excited, Patrick, that he turned his mic off by accident. But I'll tell you what, you saved the fireworks from last night for tonight. You're supposed to shoot him on New Year's Eve. It's New Year's night. Patrick Ryan, that's why we wanted to have him. He's rock and roll all the time. Go, Keith. Well, hang on now. I don't know what's going on with you anymore.
Is it there?
There you go. You got to hold it like that. You got to hold it and stand on one leg.
You have to be a human antenna. But just let me tell you that when you hit the nail on the head, you drive it straight, my friend.
Well, man, I'm just, you know, I mean, last night, as you know, came around to midnight and the ball drops and, you know, it's a new year and, you know, toast and the champagne and all that. And I'm saying to myself, well, you know, in the midst of the most hellish period of time that I've ever lived through and I think that humanity has ever lived through, and for as much as I'd like to be eternal optimist in so many other examples, in this case here, it's a case in which I believe that things are just going to continue to trend downward. I think that 2022 is going to bring on additional forms of layers of tyranny and totalitarianism and all kinds of different kinds of mandates. This virus thing is not going away. You know, if I hear one more word out of Donald Trump, if I see his face on television one more time, I'm going to take off my shoe and I'm going to throw it at the television.
You know, this is what's
it's do or die time.
It's what's so interesting is that there's such a difference of opinion with regard to Trump, even amongst the race realist community, of which, of course, Patrick, you're not only a part of, but a leader of. We're at PatrickRyanShow.com. Patrick mentions at the very top of his website, this is day 661 of 15 days to flatten the curve. What I love about you, Patrick, and we've mentioned this before in your previous appearances, we're going to go back to your predictions and resolutions for the new year in the following segment, but you were there, man. You were working for SiriusXM. You were getting paid as a host for Fox Sports. You were working with the establishment. Now, you still had your beliefs, and you were still rock solid even then. And I've read all the articles about you from those times. You left those places. You decided not to go back. You went out on your own for a higher calling. That's something. And you're doing it at PatrickRyanShow.com. What can people expect at PatrickRyanShow.com in 2022?
Just more of the unvarnished truth. I mean, you know, as it says on the website, lies run sprints and truth runs marathons. And, you know, I think that there's too many people in this country, James, that are reluctant to really understand where we are right now, what's going on right now. You know, I look at things through a prism of spirituality, not through, I don't think secularly. And there's people who are out there who are thinking, man, this slight aberration of time, we've gotten, as I've said on my show many times, we've gotten through this and we've gotten through that, all the different kinds of crises, you know, emerged over the years, over the decades, and this is just the latest. We're going to get beyond this, and we're going to get back to, you know, a period of normalcy. I'm here to tell people that ain't happening, man. We are never going back to normalcy. It is only going to get worse. And for those of you that are born-again believers in Christ out there, I'll tell you right now, if you take the book of Revelation and you put it up against a television screen, a newspaper, a magazine, or an internet website, it is a direct reflection of what is going on in society and in the world today. None of this surprises me. All of this was predicted, forecast thousands of years ago, and we are right smack dab in the middle of hell being unleashed on Earth as we speak. It is not going to get better. So, well wishes for 2022. Say what you want. We'll get to some predictions, I guess, and some forecasts, even though I'm not in the prediction business. Do I expect things to get better in 2022? No, it's going to be worse in 2022, worse in 2023, so on and so forth.
Until it's not, right? I mean, at some point it's going to have to turn.
Well, I heard a minister say the other day, if God doesn't judge America, he owes Sodom and Gomorrah an apology.
We're not going to exit history like this, though. We'll be right back.
Call is being transferred to the listening ear. Listening professionals dedicated to hearing you.
Hello, listening ear. Who am I listening to?
Carrie, but I was calling my mom.
Yes, you were, but your mom was so busy she felt it was important for you to have someone who could completely focus on listening to you and you alone. So she subscribed to our service. Go ahead, I'm listening.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
Where to start? Well, I can listen to school issues like science projects. I can listen to boy problems, although that's an extra $3 per call because of the emotional drain on me. How about we start with how you wish you had made cheerleader?
I didn't try out for cheerleader.
This isn't Mary?
Carrie. I'm Carrie.
Oh, sorry.
There is no substitute for a loving parent. And when you really listen, love is what they'll hear. From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, for more tips on strengthening your family, visit family.mormon.org.
Abby Johnson was once director of a Planned Parenthood clinic in Bryan, Texas. After a moral crisis, she quit, and now she campaigns against what she once endorsed.
They implement abortion quotas in all of their clinics.
What do you mean, quotas?
You have to perform a certain number of abortions every month. One of the reasons that I left...
Are they explicit about that?
Yes. It's in your budget, right there on the line item. One of the reasons I left Planned Parenthood was because in a budget meeting, I was told to double that abortion quota. And for me, as someone who had spoken to the media and had said, you know, we're about reducing the number of abortions, we're about, you know, prevention, all of these other services, I was shocked.
So since you actually worked at a Planned Parenthood, give us some sense of the relative number of abortions.
Okay, abortions, Planned Parenthood provides over 330,000 abortions a year. They are the largest single abortion provider in our country.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
More than a feeling, ladies and gentlemen, that we're going to have a great year together, come what may. And it may be bad. It may continue to get worse until it doesn't anymore. But as long as we're together, we will maintain a sense of hope for a better tomorrow, however long away that tomorrow may be. And it comes with people like Patrick Ryan. Look, I mean, we're all realists here. We all notice things. That's why we're doing what we do. We notice that things.
But Patrick is right. The hour is late, folks. This is not... normal times. This is like end times almost.
But if there was no hope that our people would at some point in the future get together or act, what would be the point of doing these broadcasts? What would be the point of the Patrick Ryan Show, the political cesspool, very little pay and quite a lot of heartache and attack?
Heartburn.
There wouldn't be. So there is at some point in our consciousness, I think, Patrick, the hope for a better tomorrow for our people. That's what you're trying to instill. That's what we're trying to instill. That's what we serve as leaders of and advocates for. So how do we get there?
Well, we introduce something that has been lost, and that's called the common sense. As I like to say, and I think I've said it to you when you've guessed it on my own show, James, Mr. and Mrs. Common Sense, one day they packed up their stuff at night and they left and they've never come back. I mean, I woke up to a world one day that I didn't recognize the day before. And, people ask me, are you conservative? No. Are you Republican? Hell no. Are you a Democrat? Hell no. You know, I want to have the liberal orthodoxy and liberal dogma, something that I've railed against my entire life. I used to classify myself as a conservative, but conservatism has been so watered down to mean several different things. You know, what I am is a member of the Common Sense Party, which is, of course, is not an official organized party in any way, shape, or form. But if somebody implemented something known as the Common Sense Party, I'd be the first member, and I'd do everything I could to promote it and advocate for it. The one thing I want your listeners, and I tell my listeners this all the time, You know, if you're still on this Trump bandwagon, you need to see not just the doc, you need to see a team of psychiatrists, as far as I'm concerned, okay? This is a guy who has never done a damn thing for white people in this country since he walked into the White House all those years ago. He did everything for every other group of people, every other background, ethnicity, color, creed, so on and so forth. Never did a damn thing for white people at all.
The Platinum Plan, remember that?
What was that?
The Platinum Plan that Jared Kushner came up with.
Oh, my goodness. It goes on and on. Here's a guy, and I played the audio on my show a couple of weeks ago. Here's a guy who admitted on a Seattle radio talk show just a couple of weeks ago that Congress literally is owned by Israel. This is a guy who says, here's a quote from Trump recently, and this is on the front page of my website, guys. Trump, quote, "There's people in this country that are Jewish and no longer love Israel. I'll tell you, the evangelical Christians love Israel more than Jews in this country." Yeah, that's a huge problem, Mr. Trump. A huge problem. In addition to lying and coming up short on so many of the things he said he was going to do. Listen, if the Trump president was the Trump campaigner, perhaps we'd be in a much different situation, but certainly the Trump presidency was the antithesis in many ways of the Trump guy that was the campaigner, okay? This is a guy who is a charlatan. He's a liar. He's a guy who said he wouldn't go after Hunter Biden because he didn't want to hurt the feelings. I mean, what are you kidding me? These people that are on this, these Trump sycophants and these Trump acolytes need to wake the hell up. We are not going to vote our way out of this, folks. There is no political figure. There's no political messiah. There is no one that is going to bring us out of this abyss, with the exception of the people. People who possess common sense, period, end of story.
Well, you know, Patrick, this is Keith again. I think we've made more of an advance during 1 year of Biden than we made in 4 years of Trump. Basically, just get out of the way. I think it was Napoleon that said, when you see your enemy digging himself in a hole, don't interrupt him.
Well, it's a good point, and I heard that issue was raised with your previous guest, and there's a certain amount of that I would agree with as far as that's concerned. You know, I mentioned some of the courageous, conviction-oriented people who have sacrificed so much with their names to get the truth out there. And James is included in that, and Michael Hill and so many of the other people that I've mentioned. These are the kind of people that we need to lead this country. These are the kinds of people that we need to have in leadership positions that are reaching the masses. And I truly believe, guys, and look, James, you know I've talked about this for a long time. We need to coalesce. Because your voice independently is strong, and it does make headway. So too does mine, so does Michael, so does David Duke, so does so many other people who are on the front lines of this fight, this cultural battle, this spiritual battle that we're having. But there's strength in numbers. And if there's a way we can all get together and develop a network of shows on one platform that can generate an incredible amount of interest and continue to speak truth to power, I think there could be nothing more advantageous than something like that, because, you know, I've got all kinds of people coming on my shows representing all kinds of views on all kinds of websites, voices, and most of them are in agreement with the way that I think and the way that I do things and the way I talk and walk and so on and so forth. Independently, we're strong, but if we get together, I think we are so much stronger, and we collectively could lead a surge in this country in which people would be attracted to by the millions, as far as I'm concerned. Now, whether or not that is going to happen or not, I don't know, but it's something that I've been dreaming of for a long time because it just makes too much sense.
Well, I know you can realize that you've done a lot of great work. You've got a great background. The career, I think, is so interesting from where you came from to where you are now, and it's not like it's a downgrade. I think it's an upgrade in every standard of metric, and the fact that you were one who walked away from the establishment for a greater cause, you know, is something that I can't say that I've done. I started here, and this is where I belong. This is where I want to be, but I never left a paying gig to come to something where I would struggle. You did, and that's admirable. PatrickRyanShow.com is where you need to be, ladies and gentlemen. And he'll be kicking off another year of broadcasting. And I've been over there, and he's been over here, and we'll continue to cross-pollinate and network together. Patrick, with only a minute or two remaining, yes, I mean, of course, it's easy to say it'll get worse, and it will, and it probably has to. I think it needs to. Our people need to suffer more before they'll let go of their comforts and come to the realization that they need. But in the short term, over the course of the next few months and going into this election year, we are now in an election year officially as the calendar has flipped to 2022. Seconds remain. What do you see this year, Patrick?
I just see more misery. I see more misery. I see more degradation. I see society falling further into a pit of hell. I see people losing their minds. Excuse me. I see people losing their minds. I see people who are out of touch with reality, who are avoiding reality, who are ignorant. We are raising a generation of paranoids in this country. And when we look at the political establishment as currently constructed, these are people that are going to continue to lead this country down a terrible road. We are more prone, we are more vulnerable right now, as far as I'm concerned, James, as a country, in all shapes and sizes and forms, in terms of military occupation of a foreign power invading this country. I think we are more vulnerable now as a country in every way, shape, and form than we've ever been before.
But you have.
You don't think they're afraid of Admiral Rachel Levine, then?
But Patrick,
I know that you see a brighter tomorrow, or you wouldn't be doing what you're doing, and you wouldn't be doing it so well. And folks, for that, I would instruct you to go to PatrickRyanShow.com. We'll be talking with Patrick a lot more this year, here and over there, and vice versa, and elsewhere. Patrick, we love you. Happy New Year. Sam Bushman's up to wrap up the show.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The nation broke records at least four times this week for its seven-day average of new daily COVID-19 cases, reporting an all-time high of more than 386,000 new daily infections on Friday. That's according to the latest data from Johns Hopkins University. Dr. Demi Niavara-Rampill joins Fox News and reminds everyone.
Over time, we will see more variants. It's not that if we defeat Omicron that suddenly it will be over.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Many travelers are spending the first day of the year waiting at the airport. Data from FlightAware showing over 4,200 flights have been canceled worldwide on January 1st. That includes over 2,400 U.S. flights. Over 5,000 have been delayed. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%, energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
As we head into a new year, coronavirus cases continue to spike.
Florida, New York, and California are leading the way in new coronavirus cases in the U.S. as the country moved past a daily average of more than 300,000 per day, according to figures from the CDC. The highly contagious Omicron variant of COVID-19 is being blamed for the dramatic rise in recent cases. The CDC recorded its biggest jump in the current trend between December 26th and 27th. Since that day, the U.S. has averaged more than 400,000 daily coronavirus cases. which has also sent the seven-day average soaring. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Former NFL coach Dan Reeves died at the age of 77 early this morning. During his long career, Reeves coached the Atlanta Falcons, Denver Broncos, New York Giants, and was an assistant coach with the Dallas Cowboys. USA Radio News.
We're going to play upbeat music on the first show of this, our broadcasting year of 2022. That's for sure. Great lineup of guests tonight. I have enjoyed
them
all. And
guess who we've got batting cleanup tonight?
Well, he's the closer. That's how you put
it. Closer.
He's the closer. He's going to close us tonight. Did we save the best for last? That's the question. We've had a great lineup tonight. Listen, joining us live from London, Nick Griffin in the first hour. In the second hour, Ramsey Paul, Brad Griffin, Patrick Dino Ryan, the radio pro, and now the owner of the network itself, a radio pro in his own right, and for very good reason, Sam Bushman. It's been a great night. Hey, listen, even our guests tonight, our good friends, have differed in some opinions on how forward-looking we should be in this, at least for the short term, in this coming year. I appreciate the struggle. I want to struggle. I thrive in a struggle. So if you tell me we're entering into an age of despair, that comforts me. Maybe I'm strange in that regard, but our people need to suffer more before solutions and ideas will present themselves, before they will be where they need to go. They're going to have to suffer more. So I welcome that. Maybe that's why I'm so upbeat, even in Patrick Ryan's two segments where it was a sort of gloom and doom. And I get where he's coming from. But that's going to be good for us, too. It's all good for us because God's in control of this world, and we're together. And if those two things are true, and they are true, what do we have to worry about? Sam Bushman, you were the one we had to have to close the first show of the new year. For all these years, you've kept us on the air. But not just us on the air, this whole entire network. How are you doing tonight? Happy New Year, brother. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm doing fantastic. Happy New Year to you all as well. And I got a fantastic option for Keith.
All right, hit me.
You know why Keith doesn't like a Ocasio Cortez, don't you?
Probably a couple of reasons.
He wants to date her, and she won't let him. Now listen up, she's in Florida with her boyfriend, partying it up, jettisoning New York, running around outside eating without masks and having a heyday. And so these conservatives, including Ron DeSantis, governor of Florida, attacking Ocasio-Cortez on the quote new media networks or the social networks and everything else. And her response is, you guys just want to date me and I won't let you. You've got penned up sexual desire that I won't unleash for you. And so, Keith, you're out of luck, buddy.
Well, let me tell you, no, I'm in luck because I really don't think there's that much of a demand for Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Hold on, something's going on with your mic, as always, Keith. But
yeah, his mic is problematic.
Can you hear it now?
What he's trying to Roger that. Go ahead, sir.
Okay, look, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is like a stack of used tires. Not only is she like one, she is one. Because like a stack of used tires, you can't sell her. You can't even give her away. You got to pay somebody to hold it.
Keith, you can't reuse the same material twice on the same night. That's a radio etiquette now.
No, we got to say it because if there is, you know, I've heard this before that somehow she's supposed to be some hottie or something. I'm sorry. I just don't see it.
All right. That being said, Sam, let's just get him back on the track.
The reason I bring this up, ladies and gentlemen, is this is what the mainstream press titillates. This is what they focus on. This is where they give her the quote, you know, mic, and they literally promote her as they kind of manipulate the public's view. We at this network have been at it for a long, long time. I've been on the air 25 plus years. The radio network cranked up in 09. We built networks before that and have been on the radio a lot longer than that. We're the old hand at this, but everybody's coming to the table, from Mike Lindell. Donald Trump pretends he's going to build a media network. He keeps talking about it. Nothing appears. Okay, but Mike Lindell's cranking it up. Brighty on TV doing a great job and cranking up their TV networks, and a lot of them are going into TV. But we're the old hands. We're the ones that have, before they were even thinking about radio networks, we are delivering speeches called "The New Media Takes Center Stage," and "He Who Owns the Media Makes the Rules." Okay, we're the original old hand at this, ladies and gentlemen, and that's why when we speak, there's credibility. These other guys are Johnny-come-latelys to the party, and I appreciate that they're here. Don't misunderstand me. I support their efforts 100%, but let's be very clear. We've been making predictions for 25 years about the next year, and here's my prediction for 2022. It is not negative. It is as positive as you could possibly get, and here it is. Americans who believe in God are doubling down and turning to God where they belong. The rest of them are melting down, which they will continue to do. Whenever you abandon God, you melt down. We're seeing the separation more than we've ever seen before. The people who are turning to God are turning to the new media taking center stage for their direction and guidance and comfort and strength and et cetera. And the narrative that they've lied about COVID for 2 years. We told you the first day when COVID came out, they were lying. We've been steady as a rock on our delivery and our predictions and our intentions and our understanding of this thing. They lied. Now their whole narrative is coming undone. Fauci literally admitting, hey, when they go into the hospital, if you go in for a broken leg, but they test you for COCO and you got COVID, then they say you went in for COVID, even though you really went in for a broken leg. Same thing with deaths. All their numbers are completely bogus. They're admitting that the vaccinations don't work. They've got 100-plus ships. Literally, where everybody on them were vaccinated, now they're saying don't even travel. Don't go on a cruise ship at all. It's dangerous. It's not safe. The COCO's spreading like wildfire. They've flat out lost the narrative. Everything we've told you is coming true. Everything they told you turned out to be a lie, and we stand vindicated one more time. I bring this up because I believe that's the era of 2022 and 2023. Their narrative will continue to unravel, and we, the people, through the new media taking center stage, James Edwards, Keith Alexander, continuing to tell the truth, and the truth shall make us free, James.
Okay, let me just say this for you, Sam. Don't you agree with us that basically 2021 – under Biden, got our message out louder and clearer to people and popularized it more than the prior 4 years of Trump?
Without question, no doubt about it. But that's always been true, Keith. We've told you that, whether it was George Bush, Bill Clinton, right on through. Whenever the Democrats take over and they show their socialist psychotic side, they're willing to show you their true agenda. The Republicans pretend they're your friend and stab you in the back, and you're deceived for 4 years. And you believe that it's being taken care of by like-minded Americans when it's truly not. Both parties are ready to run us off the cliff like a group of lemmings. Both parties are really the enemy deep state that are against us. Both parties have backed communist principles literally our whole lifetimes, gentlemen.
Nobody's coming to save us. QAnon wasn't. And I don't see anyone else in the Republican Party that really shows much hope.
All right, so let's go to that then, Sam.
Well, you know the latest QAnon now. QAnon's disappeared. Now it's called de-evolution. You understand that, right? They got a big old de-evolution push now, which is they want you to believe that if they somehow use the military to put Trump back in office and take power, they got to consolidate power. But eventually the de-evolution will push power to local municipalities and decentralize power. It's all a big, complete lie.
All right,
see, that's the old Southern theory of subsidiarity.
All right, we've been asking every guest that we've had tonight. We've had an incredible quintet. But Sam, your predictions, what would be, with a minute remaining in this segment, your biggest prediction you could give or for 2022? What can we look forward to or dread over the course of the next 12 months, as it were?
Well, I think you're going to dread more and more tyranny. And until the American people push back enough to stop it, we're going to have more tyranny. They're going to push for vaccination passports. They're going to push for whatever the latest tyranny agenda is. Remember, they said if you got both vaccines, in other words, the two shots or the one if you're at Johnson & Johnson, you were fully vaccinated. Now they're lying and manipulating that definition to say, well, you got to have the two shots plus you got to have the booster. If you don't have the booster, you're considered in the non-vaccinated group. Or they're not, quote, fully vaccinated. So continue to expect them to change definitions and lie as they try to push for tyranny. The only question that we have is, will the people push back enough to stop it? And I sadly don't think they will. You want to know why? Because as Keith said, I think it was, or maybe it was you, James. I guess it was James. The people aren't hurting enough. As long as you have bread and blood and circus, the people are pacified. Until it hurts them in the wallet, until it jettisons their entertainment, or literally their job, there's got to be something that's going to have to push to make Americans wake up. And until then, you're going to see an advance towards tyranny like you've never seen before. They're going for broke, folks.
Well, of course.
Keith is like in the back 40.
Yeah, the price of the gas pump is what. But, you know, all the people are losing. We've talked about this so many times, Sam. People are losing their gibbs now. They didn't renew the child tax credit where it gets prepaid. Over the course of the last 6 months, a lot of people have become dependent on that. When the government gives you a handout, you become more reliant on it. And it feels as though you're losing something when they take it away. I wonder what effect that will have.
Let me give you this comparison, because I think it's a real anecdote for what's really happening. It's a kind of a microcosm of the broader discussion, and that is this. You know, Americans are now pushing back against their government schools. They're like, hey, these schools are teaching my kids perverted sex stuff. They're literally forcing my kids to take the jab. They're teaching communism. We're gonna go to the teachers and push back and fight back at school board meetings and everything else. I'll tell you the rest of the story in seconds.
We'll get it. One last segment tonight, and it belongs to Sam Bushman. Stay tuned, everybody. TPC's rocking New Year's Night broadcast concludes next.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
Walk along the lake with someone new. Have
yourself a summer fling or two. But remember, I'm in love with you, and save your heart for me. When the summer moon is on the rise, and you're dancing under starlit skies, please don't let the stars get in your eyes. Just save your heart for me.
One of those happy, feel-good songs, and folks, we have a lot to look forward to. We have another year of broadcasting to look forward to, another year together to look forward to. Things are going to get worse, and then they'll get better, and we'll be together when it does. And if we're not together, our descendants will be together, and that's just the way it's going to be. Hold on, Keith. Your mic is completely out. I don't know what's the matter with it. You're just going to have to we got to go quickly back to Sam. Try again.
What, can you hear me now?
Yeah, there it goes.
Okay. But we do have to put out the effort, folks. You can't just sit back and expect everything to work itself out.
Sam, you were making a point right before the last break. I'd ask you to conclude that point. Then I got a letter from a listener that I think you'll be interested in.
Yes, sir. So it's my contention. I completely agree with James Edwards that, look, we're too coddled with bread and circus and blood and circus. We love violence. We love all these things. And you know what? Until that's gone, or until we the people suffer and have hard times, it's the cycle of humans in history. The people turn away from God. They get, rich and famous and whatever. They focus on all the wrong things. They melt down. They then remember their God because they're punished by God and by consequences of their choices. And they turn back to God again. We're continuing that cycle, ladies and gentlemen. And in 2022, I expect a serious push for tyranny. And unless we, the people, decide we're going to stand up against it and get focused on what really matters, the preservation of our liberty, it's going to get much worse. The good news is that as we get closer to this, Americans start to wake up and get involved. And we haven't been shut down or beat as a country, and I predict we'll never be beat. God always wins. And so I want you to really keep that firmly in mind. I know it sounds, you know, sad and frustrating. I know it's getting worse. I know people think we're losing at every turn, but I'm convinced that God is a winner. And if we're on his side, we become winners as well. And the tyrannical folks don't like to hear that reality check because they know it's the truth. James?
Well, Sam, I want to share with you two letters that I received this in the last few days. We'll give Keith a final word in this, our first broadcast of the new year. Obviously, all credit and praise due to Sam Bushman for keeping us on the air. He owns the network that syndicates us. So never keep Sam too far from removed from your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, if you're a fan of this show. And we have received so many letters and emails and pieces of correspondence, Sam, over the course of the last few weeks during the Christmas season. This came in from a listener who wrote a very nice and detailed letter about a recent trip he took, a potential move he may be making to the American South, his family history. And then he sent us a bottle of maple syrup from the New Hampshire, Vermont area. And he closed his letter by writing, "Your tenacity is an inspiration to us all. There are many great podcasters now, but TPC is the OG, meaning the original." And, of course, you know, we've been around so long because we have people like Sam Bushman who understands the new media takes center stage. And I bring you now to this, Sam, a letter from a school teacher.
Yeah, before you go on, though, I would agree with that listener and say it's the GOAT as well, the greatest of all time.
Well, I don't know about that in your company, my friend, but I appreciate the compliment. And this now from a listener in Virginia. And I'll read the postscript first because I know the gentleman he's referring to is tuned in right now. And the postscript reads, "I appreciate all your guests from Jared Taylor to Gene Andrews, but thank you for the shout out from Rick from Brooklyn on your anniversary show. Also, I know she has shared before, but Kim and her family seem to really have it together. Kim was on with us in December, and it would be interesting to hear some of the specifics about what they do, the homeschooling curriculum, earning a living, et cetera, as a template for others."
Kim does a fantastic job on the radio, by the way.
She surely does, and we're going to get to her again during our ladies' night near Valentine's Day coming up in February. That's coming up soon.
She's always been so exemplary, we almost thought they were Mormons.
She is real, though, and that's what really counts. You can feel it when she speaks that she lives what she speaks. It's incredible.
Keith with the comment of the night right there. All right, well, here we go. This comes from, again, a listener in Virginia. "Dear James and Keith, Merry Christmas, brothers." Again, we're only a few days removed from Christmas. "Each year I become more and more convinced of the power of the media. It's not so much what actually happens that matters, but how what happens is interpreted for mass audiences that matters. Show me where a person gets their information, including education and entertainment, and I can pretty much show you how and what that person thinks. And that is exactly the reason why what you are doing is so important. You are concerned with the pursuit of truth in spiritual, historical, biological, and political matters, and with helping people build worldviews on that truth, which will ultimately lead to the freeing of our people from our current modern mental slavery. You also have a media megaphone and the courage to wield it, and for that you deserve our undying gratitude. Thank you, and may the Lord expand your territory in 2022. That comes from a listener. Keith was just holding the picture of this listener's family. Keith, I think you can describe to the audience what this gentleman's beautiful family looks like.
Well, he looks almost, again, Mormonism comes to mind because he's got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
It looks like it. All very handsome and beautiful children, respectively, and a beautiful wife. And he's quite strapping as well. Now, Sam, that being said, he's talking about the power of media, new media.
And he really nails it, by the way. His description is eloquent and absolutely spot on.
Well, he's giving praise to the political cesspool, but again, that has to be extrapolated to the network that provides us a platform. That's you, and that's this network. And so I would say, I mean, you've given speeches on this. We've talked about this for years and years, why it's so important that new media platforms present themselves and exist to get the truth out there to audiences. We do that here. You do that. We do that together and collectively. But let's focus on the network now, if we could. What you've built
before
here.
Before we do, I just want to tell you this. We will lengthen our stride in 2022.
Well, what's next for the network? What's next for Sam Bushman? That's a question we've been asking everyone tonight that's been a guest on this, the New Year's Rockin'.
What News
Dick
Clark's, Radio.
You know, it's still called Dick Clark's Rockin' New Year's Eve, even though Dick passed away 10 years ago. But this is TPC's Rockin' New Year Nights broadcast.
I don't know if you know.
So what's next?
But I do a show on Brighty on TV now with Richard Mack every Tuesday morning. It's an hour show every Tuesday on Brighty on TV. And we've got well over 60,000 viewers, ladies and gentlemen, since we started. And it's only been a few weeks. And I bring that up to say we will start to dabble in more TV stuff. And for Liberty Roundtable Live, we've got a network now, Brighty on Radio, going to be taking our second hour Monday through Friday as well. So I'm telling you, we're going to be lengthening our stride in 2022 at Liberty News Radio, and TPC will be right alongside, and we will be increasing our audience in a lot of very unique ways. We're going to start doing some marketing. We're going to start doing some video teasers of what we're talking about a whole lot more. It's going to be epic, ladies and gentlemen, and you're going to be part of it.
Well, we look forward to that, do we not, Keith Alexander?
Well, our fearless leader has spoken, and we always follow.
That's for sure. I tell you what, I remember sitting at a table when we first had the opportunity to do something big. This was years and years and years ago now. I was sitting at a table at your office with Bill Rowland, and I said, well, we've been here with Republic Broadcasting for a while, but I really like this guy, Sam Bushman, and he's building a new network, and it's something new, and it's obviously doesn't have a following yet because it doesn't exist yet. This was all the planning stages, but I said, I think we should go with Sam Bushman. I think that's a guy that has our best interest at heart and a guy that we can grow with and a guy that is on.
Well, your gut instinct was right.
Well, and here we are now. When was that, Sam? Do you remember that?
It was literally 08, at the end of the year. We were building the network in 09 February. We kicked it off, so it's been since 08, sir.
Can you believe, in 2022, we're still here, and we're still pulling together, and we're still doing all the
and
things
we're
we do.
And we're
going
to ramp it up. I'm going to try to get a video of Keith to Andrea Ocasio-Cortez for him, though. Maybe he can make a bid for her,
No, don't do that. Don't do me any favors.
Oh, we actually have a caller here with 2 minutes to go in the final. Not the final. That was last week. The
go
first
fast.
Show of the new year. Go fast. Go fast, caller.
Mr. Bushman. My litmus test for what's good and what I should follow is whatever the FBI says is bad. Please reassure me that the CSPOA is not one of their tricks and is legitimate, if you can. Thank you.
I along with Richard Mack and Tanya Benson and Richard Mack's wife, are at the top of the CSPOA, and I'm here to tell you the organization is for real. It is not an FBI plant. And I've been in the media long enough to where anybody who follows me should know where I really stand. By the way, the IRS and the FCC and the USDA, all three tried to shut me down. That's a story for another day, but I beat all three of them.
Well, you've got all the right answers.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, I don't know how to convince anyone of that. I just know I'm as involved as it can possibly be, and I'm telling you, the CSPOA is a real organization.
If there's one guy I'd go to hell with and back, it's Sam Bushman. And well, there's a few of them, and there are a few of them. I'm thankful. I mean, you're lucky if you live a life and you meet one of them. But Sam Bushman's at the top of that list. And if it's something he's involved with and he says we can trust it, I trust it, no doubt about it.
As Admiral Farragut said, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Sam Bushman, I love you, brother. Thank you so much.
I'm giving up on the Keith and Ocasio Cortez plan, but on hard news that I refuse to use, we will never give up.
Hey, we got another week next week. This year has kicked off strong, and it continues next week here on the Liberty News Radio Network. Sam Bushman, Patrick Ryan, Brad Griffin, Ramsey Paul, Nick Griffin live from London tonight. For Keith Alexander, I'm James Edwards. We love you. We love all of our guests tonight and their families. Good night. Godspeed. 2022 is underway. We'll see you next week. Here we go. Good night.